Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer, Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I'm Chris Clements.
And we had the first of the Republican debates last night.
Yes, it was quite entertaining.
Yeah. So, quick takeaway, just overall takeaway, was any of those people on the stage would make a remarkable president in comparison to Biden. And any of them, I think, could beat Biden. Any of them.
You think?
Yep. Even Asa.
Even Vivek?
I think Vivek, well, yeah, there's a little bit.
Okay, let's just get right into it.
Well, let's put it this way. Our bench is significantly deeper than the Democrat bench.
There's no doubt that our bench is impressive and that I thought the debate was a good one, even with people I don't necessarily agree with. They were making good points, slinging some good mud back and forth, and there's certain people who did about as well as could be expected. I think certain individuals exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
And then other individuals did, you know, about as best as they could do when they're just trying to raise money for whatever they're raising money for.
Whatever.
You know, Asa Hutchinson, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, good luck to you. Doug Burgum, nice guy. I've met him several times at some events. Very nice guy, super smart guy. Probably shouldn't be on the stage.
Well, my guess is that both Asa and Burgum are probably not going to make the cut next
time. No, I don't think so either. I know you like Tim Scott. He didn't really distinguish himself last night.
He was there. Said some nice things, but he didn't stand out.
You know, I thought from the debate stage, the obvious winner was Tucker Carlson.
Maybe. I mean
100 million views with his.
If you believe that. I think 95% of those are bots.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
no question. I mean, look, it's not possible that it's 180 million or whatever it is.
100 million is what the latest count was.
Well, it was like 180.
Was it? Did it go up to that?
Which is absurd.
That's absurd.
Absurd.
I'd seen 100 million, but whatever.
Andrew Tate's was 40or something, and that was the biggest that he had.
He's been pulling about 20 or 30, though. But this
180
like within 10 seconds.
BS. But it did, you know, that, and frankly, it was one of Tucker's least interesting interviews I've ever seen.
There were no fireworks.
It was completely boring.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I was uncomfortable because of how pansy Tucker was towards Trump.
Well, and Trump was pretty much, he wasn't throwing fireballs either.
No. I mean,
he wasn't really attacking anybody. It was
sad because I thought Tucker had more guts than that.
Yep.
He asked a tough question like, hey, Donald, you didn't get a bunch of stuff done the first time. Like when he said, out of 46 minutes, I mean, it took 44 minutes out of a 46 minute interview to get to an actual question about what are you going to do when you're president? And he's like, oh, build a wall. Well, yeah, you said that last time. Good grief, man.
Anyway. The only thing I noticed about the interview is that Donald's hair is not orange anymore.
As orange.
No, it's pretty gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting. Now, going back to the interview, I mean, all seriousness, I thought who exceeded expectations in all seriousness, and I might be a little bit biased, but was Mike Pence. He probably had the most to lose.
I thought he exceeded expectations?
Yeah, because with the crowd that being what it was, I thought he did better than I thought he would do. Maybe it's just my own bias, but I thought he did better than I thought he would.
I thought he was a robot.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because you were watching. I was listening.
Yeah.
And so listening to it gives you a different perspective. I don't watch the debates. And listening
go back to radio
him,
days.
Yeah.
Well, back to the you were
I'm going back to the Nixon-Kennedy debates. I mean, because that was actually something that was a pivotal moment in our history.
Yeah.
Nixon won that debate, but if you watch it on TV, Kennedy won that debate.
Right.
So I wanted to listen to the substance of the debate and not get involved in people's facial expressions or reactions or anything else. I thought he did well from that perspective. I thought Nikki Haley did well from that perspective.
Well, Nikki Haley did well. I thought
Vivek came across as kind of a clown.
And Vivek had a pretty strong start, although he took some jabs that I thought were a little bit over the top for a guy who's brand new to this and young, saying, you know, the super PAC puppet, the, you know, bought and paid for.
Yeah, that was at DeSantis, right?
Well, a bunch
and
of them.
I think that was his strategy. His strategy was, I'm just going to be the flamethrower, and then you just need to put me out.
Well, the question is, if you think, because he said Donald Trump was the best president in the 21st century, why the F are you running then?
Because he's not running for president. With that statement, he proved he's not running for president. He has no organization, really.
What's he doing?
He's
not going to be vice president.
He's just, maybe treasury secretary or maybe undersecretary of the muckety mucks.
Dude, he needs to get some experience.
I don't know. But the only thing when I finally, because I was driving around, I'm listening, and I just find I do better with that with debates. And I got home and I was watching, and what struck me almost immediately as I was listening and watching, because I was doing stuff around the house too, Vivek's teeth. Those are some shiny, shiny choppers. I mean, I need to go see his dentist.
You want his dentist.
Oh, my goodness.
Vivek, if you're listening, please let us know
who
your dentist is.
Oh, my goodness. Those were so bright, I had to turn down the TV just a little bit.
Let's get the contrast down.
I mean, that was actually, I think, the biggest, you know, his brightest moment last night, I think, was his teeth.
It was his teeth, yeah. He's got quite the smile.
And then what do you think about Chris Christie?
Well, I thought Chris Christie did exactly what we expected him to do. He had some pretty good zingers. The ChatGPT candidate was pretty good.
That was good.
I mean, you know, and he had a strong ending. I mean, it's true. Chris Christie is the guy who has beat an incumbent Democrat,
yeah,
in a blue state. And the last time that happened, the last time that we had an incumbent Democrat that was beat was by Reagan, governor from a blue state. He pointed that out. So I mean, Christie has more to offer than people give him credit for. And because he was a good governor, it'll be interesting to see if he pivots a little bit on leaning in more on his experience as a governor and less on I'm going
to
take
down
Trump.
More on policy and what he plans to do for the country rather than just bashing Trump.
Right.
And being the never Trumper of the group, obviously.
Yeah. And I find it interesting that you thought Pence exceeded expectations, because if you watched it, Pence came across as completely intolerable in just a very like, oh my gosh, dude, get over yourself. I mean, he just is so smug.
Yeah.
So smug. It was insane.
Yeah.
Let's talk about me. You know, I mean, let me answer the question about myself. I mean, it's come on, dude. I mean, it was embarrassing.
I thought he defended his position and what he did for the country on January 6th, though, well.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
You know, I thought that was probably his best moment.
But he's leaned into it a little bit. I mean, it's like, okay, you upheld the Constitution. Duh. Right. That's right. What you're supposed to do.
And pretty much everyone there thanked him for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for doing that. So the big question.
Nikki Haley definitely exceeded expectations. I think we're going to see a bounce from
for her.
Now you've got a lot of people saying, oh, she's a warmonger. She's a, you know, this is outrageous. She's a leaning in on the Ukraine, but you know, she made some pretty strong points and shut down Vivek pretty hard. I thought it
came across pretty effectively. That was a good beat down.
Yeah.
And she did well with that. I mean, that was her big moment.
It was the best beat down of the night.
Yeah. That was her big moment.
And DeSantis?
Lead article in National Review, Haley and Pence are the only foreign policy candidates. And I thought Haley eclipsed Pence.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, she's I mean, she's got more it.
Yeah.
Than he does. DeSantis, he was fine.
I heard an analysis this morning. DeSantis really didn't have to do anything. All he had to do was just show up, there, and not be the source of fire.
Well, that, but he also needed to not do any of the things that the super PAC memo said, which he did a pretty good job of avoiding that.
He didn't.
So our
friend Cody Ritchie was there last night with his family.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Because I saw a picture of that. So cheers out to Cody. That's awesome.
There you go.
You took his daughter's been working for one of the candidates.
Oh, good.
So it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. The moderators didn't do a great job of keeping it under control.
I'm sorry. I'm tired of Martha McCollum and Bret Baier at these Fox debates. They're not very competent in what in just corralling the candidates, making sure things run the way they should. I thought the crowd was good. At first of all, it was disarming, but then I'm like, you know what? That's kind of fun. What the heck?
Well, debates are so different now than they used to be. Once Trump came on the scene in 2016, debates have completely changed.
They've become
a circus.
Yeah, more of a circus and more of a circus. ring match.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
Who we missed? Who we talked about everybody?
Well, we talked about...
Because Burgum and Asa, not going to be there next time, probably. Yeah. Tim Scott, me. Like him, but didn't stand out.
Yeah, he just didn't stand out. Nice guy, obviously.
But the sad thing...
So what I'm hearing, I think you think like Nikki won. Do you think she won?
I think... She did the best of. I mean, she exceeded. So
she if really
you go
exceeded.
From the expectation game. She exceeded expectations beyond anyone else's. So
she had
whether
the big,
she won the debate. Yeah, a lot of people are going to say Vivek did. Some people say DeSantis did. Depends on how you frame it. But I think she exceeded expectations better than anybody else.
Those three definitely shine the most.
Yeah, but. But the kind of the sad thing about it is that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because Trump's going to win.
Trump's still 50, 60 points ahead.
This is like, it's a sideshow.
And whether it was a milquetoast interview, which I agree with that, it was more just Trump, giving him an audience, or if it was 30 million or 40 million or 20 million, they still won the night. And that... Trump's poll numbers aren't going to go down.
No.
And this is, it's almost an exercise in futility. I guess
you could say,
unless something really dramatic happens this fall, and yes, it's early. Yes. There's plenty of time for a lot of things to happen. It's not even the end of August. No one's paying attention yet. Really.
Trump could fall over dead. I mean, God forbid, but
he's being arraigned today, right?
Yeah.
In Georgia.
And, So there needs to be, options.
I guess.
So
what options do the Democrats have right now? Because if you looked at what happened on Monday with the President of the United States visiting Maui and the pathetic, another yet decrepit, disgusting, dithering,
it would have been better if he did not go.
Pathetic performance by a man who can't tie his own shoes.
It's.
I mean, could you imagine Donald Trump? Well, forget Donald Trump. Anybody going to a disaster like what's happened in Maui or Katrina or any other hurricane or anything, and trying to show empathy. By talking about a little kitchen fire that happened all these 15 years ago. And I almost lost my cat and my stingray.
And my Corvette.
My Corvette.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the press and what would happen?
It would be lead headlines.
Even
if
George
days.
W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Eisenhower, to pick a Republican.
Yeah.
The press would be... inflamed.
Yeah.
And this press gives him a pass in the most grotesque way.
It is it is, and grotesque is a pretty good way to put it.
Like, this
it
is grotesque. People, what's coming out of Maui right now, the testimony, I mean, the testimony of people saying that they were trying to escape Front Street and the police had the entire town blocked and people died on Front Street because the police would not let people escape. Escape. And the president of the United States has the gall, the complete stupidity to go there and tell a story about a little tiny kitchen fire where nobody died.
It was started with a lightning strike, though, Chris.
Well, there's some people saying that this fire started with a space laser, which is crazy. But this is, we are going to find out more and more about the incompetence of that day. Of, you know, first of all, having all these children, you know, in their homes alone while their parents are working, the police not allowing people to leave Maui, leave Front Street, get out and being incinerated in their cars, and more, and then the sirens not going off, and the man who was supposed to flip the switch on that, justifying it on national television,
right?
Saying, well, when the sirens go off, you know, the people of Maui are trained to head to the hills. I'm like, not if they see you, there's flames
exactly.
in the hills.
Exactly. It's like, oh, so you don't trust the people to, I mean, it's like you
were told not to flip the switch. Who told you not to flip the switch? Somebody.
Wait, he was told not to switch? I thought that was his own decision.
I can't believe that. I don't believe that. I think that's going to be one of the truths that will be revealed.
Oh, boy. Well, it's a terrible tragedy, and the president was...
So what are the Democrats going to do? Because you can already see in the press, I mean, take the blunder of the kitchen fire aside. You can already see, like, the Hunter Biden stuff. Everything is beginning to roll. There's going to be an impeachment inquiry announced here in 2 weeks, for mm-hmm. sure. To your point at the last podcast, which was a great point. It has to happen. You can't have this going down in Florida and Georgia and not flip the switch on our impeachment. And who are they going to get? Newsom?
Could be Newsom. I still think that there's...
His state is in a death spiral.
Yeah. I still think that Michelle Obama is a real option. I think that... So I've read that there's...
Well, based on the fact the Obamas are basically, you know, measuring curtains.
Well, they've
I don't think they ever
left. Like,
were ever torn down.
Well, they never left D.C. Obama still got his hands in everything. And you just pick up little things here and there when you read the insider D.C., like Axios or Politico.
Yeah, of course.
There's whisperings that Biden people are frustrated that Obama and his team are not leaning in more and being more vocal in their support of Biden.
Well, why would they?
I
it's not that they're leaning in, they're circling like sharks.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, I think...
Oh, and by the way, the majority of the White House staff is all Obama holdovers anyway, so why wouldn't they be?
Right.
They know the truth. They know that you can't even walk up a flight of stairs without falling down.
They have to get off the short stairs off the plane because you can't...
Never underestimate Joe's ability to F it up.
That's right.
And Maui, Afghanistan, the border.
It's,
I mean,
just
the economy.
Thing after thing after thing.
And now they're talking about that there's a new variant of COVID. We're going to have to mask up again.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Can you imagine? His presidency would be essentially over. There would be revolts in the streets.
Yeah.
Which I think they would be counting on.
Probably.
Yeah. Right. If you want to get conspiratorial about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens at the next debates in about a month. And
where's that debate?
It's going to be at the Reagan Library.
Well, at least it'll be in friendly territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Simi Valley. Like one little red spot
right
in the sea of blue.
It will be interesting to see whether Trump goes to that one or not. A lot of people are saying it was a mistake for Trump not to go. Yeah. I totally disagree with that. I think he made the right call
for
him.
Yeah, I think he did too.
I mean, this was a debate of the undercard. I mean, it is, there is Trump and then there's everybody else. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he skips the next one.
Yeah, until those poll numbers start moderating, with people exiting and then some people rising.
Unless there's
and
some,
his poll numbers need to come down through some force of nature. Yeah, he can just skip it.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the biggest lead in Iowa. I mean, and the state polls are the ones I pay attention to because the national polls are kind of meaningless. But his lead in Iowa is larger than any lead ever. It's a bigger lead than what Bush had in 2000 or in 99.
Yeah.
I don't think he made like I said, still not a huge fan, but I think he made the right call for his campaign.
Oh, yeah. There's no reason for him to be there.
I mean, I'm a little bit...
And then nobody really attacked him last night other than Christie anyway. I mean, and his attacks were kind of milquetoast.
Pence, you know, basically said Trump wanted me to put himself above the Constitution. So that was obviously an attack. But for the most part, and I think Nikki, there was a few things here and there, but nothing, no haymakers.
No. And no haymakers against DeSantis either.
Right.
Really. I mean, you have Vivek with the PAC comment.
Yeah.
Like you referenced, that was mostly directed at him, but that was nothing. All DeSantis had to do yesterday was live to fight another day and not be the focus of slings and arrows.
Right.
And he did that.
Right. But it will be interesting to see how, if there's any movement in the numbers over the next week or so.
Yeah.
So maybe when we get back together next week, we can see if there's been movement.
I doubt it. I bet Vivek gets a bump.
I would guess that Vivek gets a bump. DeSantis might hold steady, maybe a little bump. I think Nikki Haley probably gets a little bump. She's pretty low, so it's
she's like 3%.
Yeah,
she can get to 5. I mean,
you never know.
It's
strange.
Trump's
things
at 60.
I mean, she did have the classic Margaret Thatcher line. I was waiting for it. You know, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Yeah. Well, she also, to her credit, spoke some truth to power about spending, about the corruption in Washington, and that was her strong, one of her strongest moments.
Absolutely.
In addition to the slapdown on Vivek, but saying that, hey, we're in the fiscal situation we're in because Republicans signed on to a $2 trillion COVID spending bill.
That's where she was critical of Trump and the Republicans.
Yeah, and either we get our house in order as Republicans, or we're going to be in deeper trouble.
Well, and people, you know, there's some people who don't know much about her. When she was, you know, she got elected as governor, she went after the corrupt establishment.
Yeah.
And put herself on the line, and it was impressive. So, you know, the knock on her from some folks is going to be that she's, you know, a warmonger is what they're going to call it, because she's a hawk, you know, whatever. But I think that there's, you know, the American people are still, they still view America, the majority of American people still view America as the beacon of hope in the world that has a responsibility.
The shining city upon a hill.
Yeah, that has a responsibility to engage outside their borders when, you know, freedom is at stake. And you can make a pretty strong case, legitimately, that we're in Ukraine, you know, we're helping Ukraine to stop Russia from taking over Ukraine and then moving west to NATO countries where we would actually be engaged with our own troops. So the way to stop that is to prop up Ukraine. That's a legitimate argument. Is it going to work? I don't know.
It's questionable whether it's been working. You know, my son asked me a really interesting question last night. He's like, well, how can all these people be up on stage and they're debating each other and they're yelling at each other? They must not like each other. And I said, you know what the interesting thing is? There might be one or two that maybe have some of that dislike, but I've met most of those people on that stage. I've been blessed enough to run in those circles and meet them. They're all really nice people. They're all really good people. They all want what's best for the country. I have no doubt in my mind on that. And at the end of the debate, they can all shake hands. And some of them are very close friends. I know that for a fact. and just go about their business. Right. And that's what's great about our country.
Well, it is. I mean, we you know, they look, there's at least 80% of that they can agree on things, about 80% of the stuff, yeah. Right? I mean, from the disparity of the 8 people on the stage and then the 9th with Trump, we're all in an 80%, you know, block. And that's enough.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's, you know, there are some who want to try to, you know, those that are not the actors on the stage, the actual candidates, there's people that are the surrogates or people trying to, you know, on Twitter, whatever, that are just completely out to lunch as far as how outrageous the attacks are that they put on other Republicans.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the candidates themselves, I think they recognize we're pretty close in comparison to what we've got in the White House.
Oh, right now. Absolutely.
And that's the key.
So. And on that note, God bless America.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Take care.
Take care.